Riding a bump in the polls, former Vice President Joe Biden is campaigning in New Hampshire this week. It's Biden's first visit to the first-in-the-nation primary state since becoming a presidential candidate. WBUR's Anthony Brooks caught up with Biden yesterday.
Biden addressed several hundred enthusiastic supporters in a restaurant in Hampton, New Hampshire yesterday. He praised his former boss, Barack Obama, and says he wants to return the country to what he argues were better times before the election of President Donald Trump.
I want to restore the soul of this country. And secondly, I really want to, quite frankly, rebuild the backbone of this country, this time bringing everybody along, the middle class. And thirdly, what I want to do is I want to unite the country.
Though he uses different words, you could say that Biden's message is make America great again, or at least sane again. Among his proposals, roll back the Republican tax cut that he says benefits primarily the very rich, and shut down hundreds of tax loopholes, which he says would free up trillions of dollars for domestic spending. Biden says this would restore fairness and unleash new hope in America.
I refuse to postpone any longer the possibilities for this country, and we have to end it now, this administration.
Among those who came to see Biden was Brenda Bouchard of Portsmouth. In fact, she was the first in line to get in and says she believes in Biden's message.
Well, I think that he has a very caring heart, and I think that that's missing in our current White House. So that's number one for me. I think he's empathetic and sympathetic and cares about people, truly.
But Bouchard says she hasn't made up her mind about whom to support for president. She says she wants the candidate with the best chance of defeating President Trump. Voter Terry Schumacher believes that would be Biden. Schumacher is an attorney from Manchester who worked on Biden's first presidential campaign in New Hampshire in 1988.
I think he's the one candidate in the race that can restore what is very much needed, and that is honesty and dignity to the White House. And I think voters are very hungry for that, particularly Democrats and independents.
That may be so, but lots of Democrats are also hungry for new progressive leadership, which might be a case for people like Pete Buttigieg, Kamala Harris, or Cory Booker, who was also in New Hampshire yesterday. Biden's long career means he has lots of supporters like Schumacher across New Hampshire, but even Schumacher knows that New Hampshire primary voters also have a history of delivering surprises.
My first New Hampshire primary was working for Gene McCarthy as a college student who came within 5 points of a sitting president. Can I say that won't happen this cycle? I think anybody who tries to predict how this cycle is going to turn out is going to probably be wrong.
But for now, at least, Biden is the Democratic frontrunner nationally and in New Hampshire. A poll out this week from Monmouth University in New Jersey showed him with big leads over two New Hampshire neighbors, Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.